Aretha Franklin has died. The Queen of Soul, who's been an icon of American music for half a century, has been battling cancer. She was 76. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on her time in Philadelphia.
The last time Aretha Franklin performed in Philadelphia was one of her last performances anywhere. It was almost exactly a year ago at the Mann Center for the Performing Arts. The president of the Mann, Kathy Cahill, had Franklin on before in 2010 and noticed that at that time she was quite heavy set. In 2017, she came back among rumors of health problems, and Cahill said she had lost a dramatic amount of weight.
You didn't recognize her. She had lost so much weight, it was just phenomenal. Between 2010 and 2017, it looked like two different women on our stage. That said, her voice was still in good form. She was still commanding, if you will, the stage and having her audience eat out of the right of the palm of her hand.
Aretha Franklin started performing when she was just 14 years old in 1956 in churches around Detroit. That was the same time she recorded her first album, Songs of Faith. She soon crossed over from gospel into pop and jazz. In a 1999 interview with Terry Gross of Fresh Air, Franklin said her father, a preacher, always had music in the house.
As a very small girl, I listened to Charlie Parker and loved him. Max Roach and people like that. I had not been in the jazz environment, having been brought up in the church. But once I got to New York, I was signed to perform at the Village Gate and the Vanguard and clubs like that.
Franklin had a long, long string of hits over her career. Too many to list here, but I'll give it a shot. Respect, Think, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Chain of Fools. One of her minor hits was Brand New Me. It was a cover of a Jerry Butler song co-written by Kenny Gamble of Philadelphia International Records.
This is my same old code.
I think that she has done a wonderful thing with the life that's been given her. She sang her heart and soul out for people. She made some people laugh, made some people cry. All you gotta do is put the Aretha Franklin record on and you can feel her soul.
Franklin had few personal ties to Philadelphia, but a long track record of performing here. She started in the smaller jazz clubs of the 60s, like Pep's and the Cadillac Club. She moved on to larger venues like the Uptown Theater on North Broad, and more recently, the Kimmel Center on South Broad. Perhaps the biggest show she ever played was on the Parkway in 2015 for Pope Francis. Millions around the world watched it live. When Franklin was off stage, she was a very private person, only close to carefully selected people. One of them was Deanna Williams, a DJ on Philadelphia radio station WRNB.
Musically, she had a connection through Gamble Huff and Jerry Butler, and her performances at Pep's, the Uptown, and other venues. But forever, she has a place in Philadelphians' hearts. You know, people are moved. They are claiming her as a family friend.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.